intro.
All right, we actually just failed another take. It's like take four, so no, I'll just intro. Recording. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fast Freak Podcast. Joel, you want to intro it? Okay, welcome to the Fast Freak Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10. We're back, but this is not my episode.
This is my episode. Today, I wrote the program I will be hosting. So, we're going to start off with our reactions to the Final Four.
Wait, can I give a brief thing?
Yes.
I already said this in the last take, but I want to repeat it. I want it to be on video. I've only allowed one other person to write the outline. I think this is going to be good. I want Alex to be able to mature more as a host. That way I can do less work.
Yeah, of course.
Still get the same amount of pay.
Lazy.
But, yeah. I mean, it. Sometimes I don't want to. But we're also going to be doing a bunch of new formats, which I'll talk about the end of the episode, because this is kind of the end of our March Madness series.
Right.
But, yeah, Matt Peterson messed up his chance at being a real host. This is your chance.
So don't, Matt Peterson.
Don't fuck it up.
So, we're going to start out with our reactions to the Final Four games. Joey, please reiterate what you said in the previous take.
So, I was on vacation, so I wasn't able to watch either of these games. But I was able to watch the end of the FAU San Diego State game, the last couple minutes, and it was really back and forth. It was fun and entertaining, good defense, and some tough shots, especially the game winner at the end. That was a great moment. And anything could happen in March, and they kept it close, and they were able to hit the game winner. And in the Miami-UConn game, I didn't really see much of it, but I saw that UConn got off to a really hot start, and Miami wasn't really able to put together a run to come back.
Yeah, I only really paid attention to the UConn game because I had a bet on it, which I did win, UConn -5.5. I thought the FAU game and San Diego State game would be close. I didn't think it would be played in the 70s. That was quite surprising to me because San Diego State really hasn't had a game, I don't think, outside of the 50s in this whole tournament. So I found that surprising. I thought that FAU looked like the better team. Like, I thought they played better than San Diego State.
Uh-huh.
But I also think San Diego State's coach made some risky decisions, which obviously worked out. At the end of the game, they were down by one with 6 seconds between the shot clock and game clock, and he chose not to foul, which I don't personally hate, but I saw a lot of people kind of questioning that and saying that was a strange decision, especially in a game where people are just hitting everything, where it's 72-71. Or 71-70 at that point. And it was strange to not try and extend the game like that, especially with the way Florida Atlantic was hitting their shots. And then he also didn't call a timeout after they got that rebound, which that's something I think I would have done. I think I would have called a timeout in that situation because Lamont Butler really, when he hit the game winner, the guy who hit the game winner, he honestly, it didn't look to me like he knew how much time was on the clock until he got, like, inside the three-point line, because he started to look like he was trying to get to the hoop, and then he pulled it out with, like, 2 seconds left, and I thought he was going to pass, and they weren't
even
going to get
a look.
Holy shit,
there's a car. Okay, thank God.
They turned around. It looked like he was going to pass.
We're back in the Colt House parking lot, by the way. That's why.
It looked to me like he was going to pass, and if he would have passed the ball, I don't think they would have even gotten a shot off. And another thing that I thought was weird about not calling the timeout is that I realized after the game that San Diego State had their defensive lineup on the court. Like, they didn't have, like, Matt Bradley, their leading scorer all season, wasn't even on the floor for the game-winning shot because they had their defensive lineup in, which I thought that was especially strange to not call a timeout to get your shooters in. So that was my thoughts on that game.
My reaction, you know, I didn't watch. I probably watched more of the women's national championship than both of the other games combined, and that's probably a good thing. But, you know, all I know is UConn is right now, they're just hotter than Joey's sister. I mean, they're just a bunch of ballers, man. I'm sorry, Joey. I'm sorry.
Look, there's a young bird.
That's so uncalled for.
It's Larry. Larry Bird.
It's a compliment. you have good genes. But what else was I going to say? I don't know. I just think that UConn's good. San Diego State is bad. What? What'd you?
Thank you for that insightful analysis.
Okay. I mean, sorry. This is Joey's mouthing words at me right now in the clubhouse. Right,
Joey, be respectful.
Wait, Joey. Just listen to my ear. What? Wait, say that again.
Never mind.
What do you mean?
Alright, we're sorry.
Oh, I just got what you're saying. Okay. Let's not ever think about that. That's my get back.
Okay.
Second question.
Next, what I want to address now is we probably all have the same opinions about the UConn game, so Dylan, like, do you have anything else to say, or UConn just really good?
I mean, obviously UConn's really good. They're becoming people all everywhere consider them like they have the chance to become a blue blood, which doesn't come easily. The STSU game, I watched some of it. That's a lie. I barely watched any of it. I've been very busy on my staycation. yeah, really, what I think is that, STSU, their defense, I mean, it's a defensive year, I guess. This tournament fucking sucks. I don't care about the games. Not, like, the tournament in general. I like it. But, like, this Final Four, I know people are like, everybody's bitching. I don't think it's, like, bitching.
We just
saw
a buzzer beater to send a team to the national championship.
I don't care.
That was one of the most incredible college basketball games maybe I've ever seen. Highest scoring, lots of shot making, which you don't see often in college basketball, and plus a buzzer beater to end it. I don't see what complaints you could possibly have.
I don't think either team is actually as good as they have gotten. I don't think either team really actually deserves to be in the national championship. There are five other teams I think are better than both of them.
Well, I think Miami and Miami for sure and
is better than maybe, both of them.
Miami, yeah, that's a good point. But Miami has beaten the highest possible seed they could have played in every round, except for when they lost.
No, I'm not mad. I was fine. Miami and UConn, I could see there is an argument to be made that they both deserve to be in the national championship. Mm-hmm. But, like, people were complaining about the Blue Blood year last year. I wasn't. I thought it was great. The UNC-Duke rivalry was unmatched.
That was the
best game ever. And, like, honestly, no matter what, out of those four teams, any team could have won, and you could have said, okay, that was the best team in college basketball.
I don't know if North Carolina would have won last year. You would have said that's the best team in college basketball.
You're right. I would have said they're the hottest. But, yeah. And that's the same thing that's right now with UConn. I guess you can debate. But honestly, UConn's fucking good.
Yeah, UConn's very
good. I knew
they
were going to go to the Final Four. I thought they'd lose to Texas, which didn't happen. But, you know, nobody got their bracket perfect. But, like, other than UConn, I don't think any of these teams are, like, deserve to be champions. Like, SDSU does not deserve to be a champion.
I think if Miami...
They're a really good team, and they should have been... I think they should have been, like, a really dangerous Elite Eight team that loses.
I think if Miami would have done it, they would have definitely been deserving.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you can only play who's in front of you. Like, it's not FAU's fault that Fairleigh Dickinson beat Purdue. I don't think that's a credit... I don't think you should hold that against them.
Like, no, I'm not. I'm just saying that FAU's just... Like, they're like a... They were actually, I guess I could see an argument maybe for FAU because they did win almost all their games. But also, weren't they second in their conference?
No.
They won.
They ran away with their conference.
No, but I'm saying regular season. No. What was the team? Oh, was that Charleston?
They only lost three games.
It was one of those bum teams.
No. Charleston won their conference,
too. One of the teams. Look up the ESPN. But one of the teams
won their conference,
did not play.
They're my teams.
They were like, if they didn't win, they would have... No, they won their conference, obviously. I'm just saying that, like, in regular season, they were the second seed. That was Charleston.
I don't know, because, no, it wasn't, because Charleston and FAU would have... They would have both been in the tournament if they didn't win.
No, it was Charleston 100% because they were... They had an almost at-large bid, but they were only second in
their
conference.
No, they were going to get
now. One of them... Bid. One of those two teams had... didn't place first
Charleston
in their
conference. Charleston was first.
Yes, and I know FAU.
No. Let me see the ESPN. Can you show me it? Can you?
He's looking at it.
No, but I don't know if that's regular season or if it's combined.
It wouldn't be the tournament. Just look at their conference record. It'll say. What conference is Charleston in?
Oh, they were tied with Hofstra. That's why. Yeah,
what
Charleston was the one. They were seeded as a two seed.
What conference?
In the conference. The Colonial Athletic. They were seeded as a two seed in their conference tournament. And Hofstra was seeded as the one. And they only tied for the conference. So they would have... But, I mean, I just don't think that... I mean, FAU's good, but I think there's a lot of teams that could beat them.
Yeah. I think that's fair, but I also think with, like, the whole mid-major thing, I don't think there's many teams in college basketball that would have had a better record in Conference USA than FAU. Like, they lost three games. So I think any team's going to mess up and lose a couple of games. So I don't know if maybe FAU was a little underrated.
I'm not discarding. I think their conference is
And
really
I also
good.
Think what's stupid is that if FAU next year, having made this run, they have the exact same record, the exact same stats, exact same everything, they'll be a 4 or 5 seed just because they had this run this year. Yeah. Like, I think, like, the committee
tries
reputation.
To act reputation. Like, no. Okay, this is the point. The reason March Madness is the way it is so it gives an equal opportunity to the mid-majors while still putting the most exciting tournament. Nobody wants to watch a bunch of mid-major teams battle it out. What people want are to see the big-name schools, David versus Goliath battles. So they made it so every team technically had a fair shot with the auto bid. And this is what Jay Bill said. This isn't my
Not
reason.
Memphis.
Memphis had an auto bid.
No, I know, but they didn't have a fair chance.
Yeah, they did.
They got fucking hosed. No, do you not...
I'm talking about on their way to the tournament, not reffing. And then after that, there are the 25 at-large bids. Mm-hmm. So then the best team, the 25 best teams can actually play. Mm-hmm. And that's decided by level of competition, which usually it is right, I think, that the at-large bids are who they should be. So I don't think that, like...
Right.
I don't, like... I don't know. I don't like F... I just don't like FAU, to be honest.
I think that they are very good.
No, they're good. I just don't think they're Final Four caliber in most years.
I mean...
This year also is a weaker year. Like, let's be honest.
Putting 71 points on San Diego State is ridiculous. Like, that is insane.
Yeah, that is a lot of points.
Alabama couldn't do that. They couldn't even come close.
Yeah, but to be fair, their best player got cold at the worst moment.
Yeah.
He was missing
right, some... Right, but Alabama minus Brandon Miller should still be way better than FAU.
No, they weren't even that much. They were the number one seed, and yes, everybody acknowledged they were really good. But, like, it wasn't like anybody was saying that
they're running away. There was no dominant team this year.
This year, I said this at the start, there is no, like, big, like level different... There's not these major level gaps. Like, yeah, it's so similar. Saying.
Which I like. I think that's nice.
No, I don't think... Because then... I don't know. Then there's all these arguments about who's actually the best team. Like, who is it?
UConn.
Well, that's the beauty of March Madness.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the whole point.
No, I want the best team to win. I want it to be, like, the best team.
I think UConn might be the best team.
No, I'm saying that, but the other four teams... The other three teams in the Final Four...
Yeah, but they didn't win, so...
Like, well, we don't know yet. There's a national championship game tonight. If SDSU wins, which they really can, because their defense is insane, it is still Ramadan. And that does play a factor, because they're going to grind them down more than any other team has.
At this point, I'm over the Ramadan thing, just because he's balled out every other game
so far. No, but this is a different type of defense.
The game starts well after sunset anyway, so he'll have time to get his nutrients in before the game. I know, but
it's going to be a grind. SDSU is going to grind them down like they did to Alabama, like they did to everybody.
I really think if UConn gets out to a 10-point lead in the first 10 minutes, the game is over.
Also, though, although this championship game is going to be extremely boring.
Extremely.
I may not even watch it, to be honest. I may just work out at the same time and then just watch highlights. I don't even care. I'm kind of over March right now. I'm ready to go into the NBA for analysis.
What's your score prediction for the game, though?
Dude, fuck. I don't know. 4-10. And I don't think it's going to be... I mean, I think it's going to stay... I think it's going to be... A 15-point blowout for UConn.
I think 67-51 UConn. I don't think UConn's putting 80 points up, though. I don't think they're putting 70 points up. But I don't think they're going to, like, run away with it in the first half. I think
it'll be a slow grind where they keep building their lead over time. Because SDSU won't let a major run happen, I don't think.
I would actually... I think if San Diego State is winning, like, in the under 10-minute mark in the first half, that this will be a good game. Because I think San Diego State just needs to hang with them for the first half, and then they have a chance.
Yeah, that's what
San Diego State usually wins their games by the last 10 minutes. That's how they usually win.
Who does?
Because San Diego State, because by that point, their other team is so exhausted.
They just need to hang in there for 30 minutes, and I think they can do that. I'm not sure they will do that, but I think they're capable.
All right, what's the next question?
Is FAU a legitimate program, which we kind of addressed?
Yeah.
But I think they're losing one player who I think was their 7th or 8th man. Unless someone transfers, they're bringing back their whole team, same coach. I think they're going to be good next
year. Sounds like a Brady Manek type of guy.
Yeah, it's a lot less of an impact than Brady Manek, but I think they're going to be good again next year. Because North Carolina got hot in the tournament and got hot in the ACC tournament, but they weren't good in the regular season. I mean, Florida Atlantic's dominated their conference all year. And Jelly Walker's in their conference. He's gone. So I think their conference is getting easier. I think they're going to be even better next year. Right. I'm not sure they'll go to the Final Four because obviously they don't have the talent level to do that, really. I mean, they got an easy path. But
also,
I think they're
transfer
gonna be
portal,
really good.
Coaching jobs.
I don't think anyone's going to get poached in the portal for them. From what I've been seeing so far, I don't think they're losing
it's
anyone.
A day after. Holy shit, there's actually a car coming in. Fuck.
Heads down.
I
don't think they're going to get portal poached. But
I'm so ready to fucking hit the gas on this car.
Who do you think is the most outstanding player
That
for the
dude looked like a cult leader. He was wearing a button shirt, white guy with a weird
white
ass.
And black stripes.
Who's the most outstanding player in your opinion?
Sonogo.
Yeah, it's Sonogo. Like, it's not really close. I think maybe you could say, if San Diego State wins, that's a really interesting question. I guess maybe Lamont.
No, it'll still be Sonogo. It shouldn't be anybody else.
It's always the winning team.
Yeah, like Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark didn't win it. Angel Reese did. It's someone on the winning team.
Also, wait,
which I disagree with.
Can I talk? Angel Reese is such a bum. Such a bum. 15 points. Doing, oh, I got a ring on my finger.
I don't have any issue.
You fucking suck. Your coach is a dyke. I fucking hate all of them.
I hate their coach.
Running on the court.
I don't have any issue
with taunting. Fake fucking crying.
I don't have any issue with the...
Well, then you obviously haven't been ever taunted on before. Because I have.
But like, she did Caitlin Clark's celebration back at her, which is kind of cool. But then she chased her around for the last 10 seconds of the game when it was already over. And I think that was way overdoing it.
And also, like this. Caitlin Clark did the You Can't See Me with nobody in her face.
Yeah, no, she did it to Haley Van Lith. Like, she did it in her... Like, she did it when she walked past. It was right at her.
All right, then fair enough.
You're just racist, Dylan.
That's what everybody's saying, but, like, no. They were acting like a bunch of fuckers. And when that South Carolina coach acted like the thing that the Iowa coach said was racist about calling it a bar fight, that's a normal thing you call a basketball game. Like,
I hate
the fucking agenda where it's like, if you don't like what LSU did, you're racist.
Yeah.
No, I like Iowa, and fucking LSU is a bunch of bums.
I think Caitlin Clark's fucking electric. LSU Ice Spice in the first half was
crazy.
Incredible.
No, but here's the thing. That's crazy. That's the most... somebody told me that was the most, like, anybody's ever watched, like, a college national championship. Like,
no. Definitely not. Most women's? Yeah.
No. People are saying that's more than, like... No.
More people watched... actually, that wasn't the championship, but more people watched Duke North Carolina last year, without a doubt.
I don't know. I'm just saying what somebody told you. I'm regurgitating, but...
I think you're... Should...
My source is bad.
Because you're... Yeah, I think your source is bad.
In conclusion, the Cavender twins are hot.
Yeah, and Caitlin Clark is absolutely fucking, like, it's not even just that she's good, like, the degree of difficulty on her shots is just, like, it's
she's
insane.
So good.
And I loved watching that game, to be honest, and it wasn't even that close. Like, I genuinely enjoyed watching that game.
No, that was a good game. Do you think that women's basketball is going to become more interesting?
Nope.
I think that was one-time thing.
I think it's a one-time thing.
She was balling out all season.
I think maybe
my dad went to Iowa, so I watched her games, and she was doing that, like, all year.
I think I'll watch a couple Iowa games next year, but I'm not going to be, like,
but then when she goes to WNBA, it's always lost. Oh, yeah.
She probably
nobody skips years. Everybody does four.
Yeah, I will definitely watch a couple Iowa games next year, but I have no interest in the broader game of women's basketball.
What about Paige Buchers?
Oh, she's good. All right, so my next thing I want to talk about is we'll come back to the draft. She's hot too. She's deece. She's on UConn, right?
All right, just continue. We're gonna get fucking
twins though.
Yeah, I actually had a really good women's bracket. I was in the top 9%. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, no shit. You took all the fucking top picks.
No. I had the correct Final Four. No. I had LSU in the national championship, losing to South Carolina, Miami. I had them in the Elite Eight just because the Cavender twins are hot, and they were like an 8 or 9 seed. Like, I actually had a really nice women's bracket. It was,
all right.
I'm kind of proud.
Dylan, you're a fraud. The average viewership for men's national basketball championship is 10.7 million, and for the women's, it was 5.5 million.
That's still great. I mean, good for them.
5.5 million is crazy, though, because nobody fucking... That's probably more than the entire WNBA season, finals, playoffs, all that shit combined, and it's never going to...
Is WNBA even on TV?
It's... Yeah, I think it is. I think it's on ESPN 9. It's not even on the Ocho.
You skipped the Ocho.
It's on the Nueve, and it's fucking... I mean, it's not as good.
They're
getting paid $20 an hour.
I think we'll do the draft. Oh, while we're on the topic of national championship, does anyone have any bets that they feel good about?
I like the Sunogo under.
I like the UConn money line.
I like UConn -7.5, and I also like the under in this game. Just based on my score prediction, it was like 20 points. The under is 132.5, which I think is pretty high for this game.
No, it's not.
I think UConn puts up like 70.
It's over. It's so over. I'm telling you.
So UConn puts up 70.
Yes.
San Diego State would have to put up 63.
Every round has gotten more and more high scoring, and they're in the same stadium, and now they're used to the dome. They're scoring
more. They're already used to the dome. But I think UConn puts up 70. I don't think, like...
And SDSU let up more points
to
an inferior team. They let up more points.
Yeah, but I don't know if...
And they didn't have a Sunogo on that team. They had a fake dude that...
Well, it'll remain to be seen.
Sunogo's going to be hungry, though.
Yeah, so he's going to have to be hungry for them buckets.
Aesop's Fables is going to lock him down.
I don't even know who that is.
A rope.
That dude doesn't even practice.
He has some fucking nutty blocks. He has some sick blocks.
The charcoal?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Wait. Charcoal black dude.
Whoa.
That's just his skin tone. I'm sorry. Like, nothing wrong with it. But he doesn't practice. He has like a degenerative thing with his, I don't know.
All right, shall we do?
He was actually a team manager before he got put back on. He retired and then came back on. The coach said,
He's a dog.
Should we do the draft now? Should we do the draft or should we talk about Blue Bloods? All right, you ready for the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
May I go first?
Well, no.
Joey goes first.
What?
Is it a snake?
You didn't prepare.
You go first.
All right. I'm going first. It's a snake draft. with my number one pick for... Oh, by the way, we need to explain what we're doing. We're drafting what do you think are the most memorable things from this tournament. So, like, players, upsets, like, specific things. It could be really... You'll see as we go. It's pretty self-explanatory. What I'm going to draft with my number one overall pick is the Lamont Butler buzzer beater. Not Fairleigh Dickinson. I think a buzzer beater to send a team to the Final Four, that's what I'm going to take. I'll let someone else have Fairleigh Dickinson. Right. I think that was incredible. That's what I'm going to remember from this year. So Joey can have Fairleigh Dickinson.
That's why I was going to let you go first. You didn't prepare.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah, I'm picking Fairleigh Dickinson.
No, I'm picking. I'm two. I'm picking. One, two, three, ho.
No, you just said...
Wait.
You're getting two picks.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Fine, you can cheat. Whatever, I don't care.
No, no, fine. You can have it. You can have Fairleigh Dickinson. Whatever, fine. No, you can go no, it's
what's
okay.
What's a snake draft? Joey, go next. You can have Fairleigh Dickinson.
Fine.
No.
Fuck.
Right. Fairleigh Dickinson for Dylan.
All right, Joey, you get two right.
All right, so next, I think that I'm going to pick the arguing alley-oop. I think that that's a legendary clip that's never going to be lived down. I think it's just so cool to, like...
All right, shut up. It's an alley-oop. It's cool, but it's an alley-oop.
Well, yeah, make his next pick.
It'll be memorable. That's okay. Going to be a clip that's going to be shown. Like, there's going to be TikTok edits of that in 5 years.
For sure.
Nah, okay, keep going.
All right. So, next off... I'm going to do... Wait, can I do something related to FDU?
What is it?
I'm going to say the FDU coach speech.
He's mine.
Yeah, that's fair. You can have that.
Ah, fuck you.
That's different.
Fine.
Yeah, I think that clip where he's like, the more I see Purdue...
That's what I was going to pick. I was just going to have him. Yeah. I was gonna...
All right, so I get two picks now.
No, that's not how a snake works.
Yeah, what?
That is.
No, it's not.
It's two for him, then it's me again, and then it's you.
Oh, sorry, I thought I was next. Yeah. No, you don't get two. You get one.
I get one, yeah. All right. All right.
Come
here. Ah, never allow. Let me think. I'm thinking of each region right now.
What?
Do you want to forfeit?
He has no bag. No. He has no bag.
No, I have a bag. Oh, UCLA buzzer, Gonzaga buzzer beater over UCLA.
Yeah, I had that on my
list. Yeah. Okay. That was on
no
my list.
No prep needed, bitch. All
right, here's with my last two picks.
I'm looking.
My first
Joey,
pick,
don't do that. We're in a cold house.
My first pick of my last two is going to be Furman's shot to beat Virginia. You guys totally missed that one.
No, fuck!
And then with my next one, I'm going to go...
I'll trade you.
Right, I'm between two things. I'm between taking Marquise Noel, just Marquise Noel's play in the tournament.
You can't do that. That's multiple games.
No, you can see you can take a player that was in the list.
Oh, shit! I didn't know that.
Or my other thing I'm debating is Princeton going to the Sweet 16. But no one already is... I think everyone's already forgetting about Princeton going to the Sweet 16. So I don't think that's...
No,
I was between those two. So I think with my final pick, I'll take... Oh, this is so tough.
I'm taking one of those
two. What? I'm going to take neither. I'm going to take FAU's run to the Final Four as a 9 seed.
Ah, fuck you. All right.
Actually, you know what? No. I'm taking Marquise
Noel.
Marquise Noel. I'm decided I'm taking Marquise Noel. All
right, I take Tobin electric. Anderson.
What? That's not a... That's too... No, it's not allowed.
You can't do that.
What? You take everything from Marquise Noel, and then I can't take Tobin?
No, it's just because you are...
He took the alley-oop!
He took his speech.
Oh, what a... That's such a cock block,
you
dude.
You can have him, but you can't have him with the speech. Like, everything...
Dude, that's so bad.
All right, fine. I'll change mine to Princeton's run, then.
All right, I take Tobin. Yeah,
yeah,
fuck
you.
Yeah,
you can have Tobin.
Yeah, but you don't get the speech. I get the
speech. Oh, then I don't want Tobin.
Yeah, no shit.
Close
now
the
you
door.
Can take, now you can take Marquise Noel.
No, let me think.
Take Sonogo.
No, here, shut up. I was thinking about that.
Do you want me to give you an idea?
No, because you're not going to give me your best idea.
Yeah, so?
I don't... Fine, what's your idea?
Muscleman taking off his shirt.
What?
Kansas State, that's a good pick. I was going to say, one of my...
Yeah, actually, Kansas State, little baby. I'll take that.
Muscleman taking off his shirt.
I took Kansas State, little baby. That will be played on TikTok for the next 2 years.
All right.
For
my last one, this isn't really a great pick, but it's just kind of funny. I'm going to pick the wedgies. There are so many basketballs stuck in the...
You know what a wedgie is when the ball gets stuck in the...
Those aren't memorable.
They were to us.
There were like 20 of them.
There were like an absurd amount.
Dude, that was a shitty pick.
The rest of my list...
You shouldn't have given me little baby.
The rest of my list was...
You should have said the wedgies.
I kind of wanted to take it. If we had more picks, I would have. But Eric Musselman, after they beat Kansas, taking off his shirt in front of the crowd was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
And yeah, awesome. to advance to the Sweet 16 gave me some straight Pat Bev vibes.
And then this was like if you guys took all my picks. I was going to take the Memphis FAU game getting totally blown by the referees.
Okay, next next topic. Next topic.
Next thing I wanted to talk about was who are the... Oh, yeah, do you want to vote on the winner?
No, are you guys just not going to vote for me because you're dicks?
I thought Joey's was genuinely... can we recite what we had again?
FTU's upset.
Okay.
Kansas State Little Baby. And then the Gonzaga buzzer beater. Yeah. That's good shit right
mine
there.
Mine was the Furman shot, the San Diego State buzzer beater, and Princeton going to the Sweet 16.
Okay.
Joey, what did you have?
I had the speech from Tobin Anderson before the game, the arguing alley-oop, and the wedgies.
I'll give it to Dylan.
I was going to give it to Dylan, too.
Screw you guys. Screw you. Everyone's...
Shoot, I feel like
they lost again. The lights turn off, but they still can't. Dylan as a non-host is a fucking dog at this shit.
By the way,
need
I feel like the person who votes first gets kind of screwed. Like, maybe Joey, I'm not saying in this example, like, I think you genuinely had the best draft. But, like, if I vote for Dylan, that means I just snub Joey. So now Joey doesn't want to vote for me, so then he votes for you too.
Yeah, we should all say
we need to do anonymous ballots now. No. Is that what happened?
No.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like that has happened in the past.
All right, I've definitely
done next thing I want to talk about is, do we have an agreeance on who are the blue bloods of college basketball?
Wow, so, this is such an overused topic.
I just want to... No, I know, but I just want to, like, I don't want to explain it. I just want to run through it.
Okay.
So, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina are not debatable.
Kansas isn't debatable.
Kansas, yeah. And then UCLA and Indiana, I feel like you can debate.
No, it's just steaming.
Do you think Indiana deserves to still be a blue blood? No, I'm ready to take them off. I think UConn should replace them.
I think UConn's
Regardless of what happens tonight, I think UConn should replace
UConn's too new to be a blue blood.
No, that's how it works.
I mean, that was what Duke was before Coach K.
You're just regurgitating takes I've already heard.
I heard that on Mark Titus' show.
You're literally Mark Titus. This kid's a fucking dweeb. He's just this dude from Barstool that thinks he...
Great show.
...knows this shit. I mean, he does know some of it, but he also just doesn't know ball.
He does very much know ball.
I know he played.
He's the greatest bench warmer of all time. I'm not kidding. And then, that's it. I don't think Villanova deserves consideration.
UCLA. I'll take them as a blue one.
I agree. They have too many chips. I think
see, that's a non-Mark Titus take right there. That's originality, Joe. That's what we need.
That UCLA is a blue blood?
Well, you didn't have that on your list, bud.
I did.
So...
I said Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas.
I didn't hear it.
It
is so hot.
All right. Next topic.
So they came out with
Everyone gets up.
They came out with the positional...
Well, yours is still technically open.
They came out with the positional winners of the awards, and it was at point guard, they had Marquise Noel.
We just don't give a fuck. We're just in a cold house parking lot with our windows out.
Shooting guard was Marcus Sasser. Small forward was Jalen Wilson. The power forward was Trayce Jackson-Davis, and at center they had Zach Edey. Was there any one of these where you were like, what the fuck?
For
like,
all that tournament? Wrong.
No, that's just for the season, like regular
Who's
season.
Who's Sassy again?
Marcus Sassy.
I'm
Houston.
Sassy.
Houston, he's on Houston. He's very good.
No, it was a joke. It was like, who's Sassy? And it was like, you're set.
I questioned your ball knowing because you might not know who Marcus Sassy is.
And what position is he, though?
Shooting guard. Sassy guard.
What about Bijan or whatever that dude's name is?
Bijan Robinson.
He's a football player. No, he just reminds me of that one dude with the nasty pump fake. But
Serge Ibaka Rice? He's a bench player, so I don't think
he's going to win. All right, I'm taking shooting guard Ben Vanderwall, and
I think the only one I actually disagreed with
was Marquise Noel. Well, the point guard's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, he wasn't, like, he was good. He's only in there because he just went on that
insane really.
Run.
I think it's Chucky. I mean, if you guys watched it, I couldn't do the Wisconsin, like,
takeaways, yeah. Yeah. On the Twitter page, at FastBreakPod.
I was gonna do that, like, keep doing it. I was like, no, I'm gonna, like, get so angry, because I have so many. Like, the Stephen Crow one was actually funny, where I was like, he needs his dieting habits and his confidence lessons from Chucky.
If we would have had a Twitter page when Michigan State blew a 10-point lead to Iowa in 45 seconds, it would have been bad.
But you, like, you say, like, from Alex, I don't say it's from me, so then I can just say whatever.
But everyone knows it's you. Like, no. You're
the
Wisconsin
the Wisconsin takeaways, but, like, other stuff. What?
No, oh, I always say,
I'm wearing Wisconsin.
Update from Apex, because I need, the people need to know what I'm thinking.
Nobody, yeah, but you're like the, right now in the power rankings, you're actually the worst analyst. Like, on pod, you're not the least analyst. Joey talks the least, but he actually has better picks than you. Because it's official. Now when you want to talk about March Madness, I have bragging rights. I came in first and picked him. Joe came in second. You came in third.
I also think, but
holy
me and Joey
shit,
were,
not again.
I was like down by one to Joey, and I just tried to pick different from him. So, like, he got second, I got third. But
I told you on the pod
we were
that
on
you
equivalent levels. You dominated, and we were like equivalent.
He still won, Joe. Joe, you came in second.
Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't disagree. But I think Marquise Noel should not have been the point guard, the best point. He was not the best point guard in college basketball this year.
No, who was
I think was Tyler Kolek and Jalen Pickett were both better. Those are, like, the two that just come to mind right away.
Jalen Pickett's more of a post-up guy.
He's still a point guard. Like, that's really? What he's listed as, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a point guard.
He just posts up so much.
Or maybe, is Kobe Bufkin a point guard, Joey?
He's not All-American.
I'm kidding.
I was going to say that J.P. Pukes was pretty good.
Pubes.
Pukes. P-E-G-U-E-S.
What school is him?
Holy shit, I'm getting scared.
I don't know this guy. What school is him?
He goes to Furman.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. I only know.
I'm actually scared of shit that one.
I only know Mike Bothwell. I only know Mike Bothwell, Ben Vanderwall, and Jalen Slauson.
He just looked at me. I'm kind of scared. Like, the guy just drove. Oh my god, he's parking right behind us.
So there's only.
I mean, this is not okay.
I have two personal questions for you guys.
I mean, Joy.
That's the bells. Don't
the
worry about
bells
it.
Are going okay. off.
That's kind of scary.
All right, Joe, you keep an eye out. Don't be too obvious.
I have a question for Dylan first.
No, Joe, personal, do Joey's question.
Why is that low-key scary?
No, Joey needs to keep an eye out. I have to ask you your personal question first. Who's your way too early mid-major team to watch for next year?
Next year, I'm pretty sure they have returners, and they were really good in the NIT. North Texas at a conference
I like
USA.
That.
I think your FAU take was terrible because I think that they'll be.
They're also returning everyone, and we're much better than North Texas.
It wasn't like you guys were that much better.
You guys, I am North. I am FAU now.
He's not doing anything.
All right.
I'm just taking North Texas, but I mean, I also haven't done that much research, so I can't.
I actually like that.
Actually, no, Furman too. Furman will be good.
Now this is biased.
You're right, it is fucking biased. Everything's biased.
I think I'm biased to FAU now, though, just because they went to the Final Four and I said they were good in January, and I'm really, really happy. All right,
Joey, also, when you gave me your monologue, Joey, you didn't give me yours, which pissed me off.
By the way, mine
did. You had two entire days to write
mine didn't paste all the way into Snapchat.
And it's so, yeah.
I had, like, a couple sentences left that didn't paste in Snapchat. Yeah. I was kind of pissed.
All right.
What the fuck is he delivering?
That's a chair. It's a chair. It's like one of those.
It's a learning chair for autistic children.
That they're going to rape in that cold house.
Whoa.
I mean, it's a little
right,
cold house.
Here's what I'm going to ask you.
What's the dog in the trunk?
That was suspicious as well.
Is that a kid?
Go rape the kid. No.
Quoted.
Joey, what's the future of Colgate? Joey, the future of Colgate. Tell us about the future of Colgate.
Focus. He's back. He's gone. You can look. Just
the bad man's gone. It's okay. He's not going to hurt you.
That dog walks so slowly into the house without anybody. It's definitely like programmed.
That dog's like autistic. Bro.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, finish the pod, Joey.
Joey, future of Colgate.
So, as we know, Colgate has one of the strongest identities in all college basketball. I'm rattled right now. I'm sorry, viewers.
Focus.
Just read your thing. I'll keep an eye out.
Okay. So, Colgate has one of the strongest identities in all of college basketball with their running gun and shooting three-pointers. But they really got away from that in the tournament, and that was one of their downfalls. And their system is what gave them success. The system is above all, just shooting three-pointers. That's why they had so many players shoot a high percentage of threes. And in March Madness, a couple of things become apparent that are really helpful for the success of a team. And that's defense. Okay.
Keep reading. They're turning around. Keep reading.
And that's defense and the ability to have people step up and make a shot late in the game. And with Colgate, it's becoming one of their flaws is that they don't have people that can lock down and keep them in the game for their shooting to take over. And they also don't have a playmaker that's able for.
That was Cummings.
Yeah, that's letting them step up. And even last year when they had success, it was all about off-ball movement and getting threes, which helped them go on a run against Wisconsin and keep them in the game. So I think that if they want to win a game in March Madness, they're going to have to stick strictly to their identity and chuck up like 40 threes and just chuck up like a bunch of threes to win. And this all comes with their coach, who Matt Langle, who is a big part of their identity, and he's been rumored to a lot of the big openings in college basketball this year, and if he leaves, it's all over. So
I think
for the best.
With the
nobody cares what you think.
No. This is right. Like the openings. I think he's safe
that's
to
it.
Stay.
No.
This has nothing to do with Colgate. I think we're out. There's like out of high major jobs. That's why Dusty May is staying at FAU. So I'm not too. What do you think about Keegan Records leaving?
Well, they also have Jeff Woodward on the bench, who plays a similar role to him. He's obviously not as good as Keegan Records, or he would have played a similar role as him. But I think that they're going to have to hit the transfer portal pretty hard as they're having a reputation
They're not getting anybody in the transfer portal. They have a decent reputation about getting smacked in the first round.
And they're lower teams.
Their reputation is literally only on this podcast. Nobody else talks about Colgate.
No, everyone talks about they're a trendy upset pick every year and they never finish. But, like, I think it'd be a fun team to play for.
No, why the fuck would you want to play in third place land?
If you're a white shooter and you're on a shitty team, you might as well go to Colgate.
I think what you have to hope if you're a Colgate fan like Joey and I guess myself formerly is you have to hope that the system is plug and play enough that, like, you can bring in just guys who can shoot and they'll be okay.
I don't think that's how it works.
Like, losing your stars hopefully won't hurt them that much. That's kind of how I feel about Houston, actually. But that's a whole nother...
All right. I think that's it for the episode. Do you want to talk about the future, or do you not want to do that?
The future of who?
The future of the pod.
You can talk about the future of the pod.
All right, the goal... I don't know the next future of the pod. Well, I told you guys before, we're going to do three new types of series that will kind of be like... We'll still have regular season episodes, but, like, these series will be their own runoff things where it's probably game breakdowns. I'll probably do most of them, but if these guys want to, they can do game breakdowns, too. Then there's going to be episodes, more story time. I don't know how to explain it. Kind of like the BuzzFeed.
I'll be telling histories of historical stories of college basketball.
They're, like, really interesting, though. It's not, like, boring shit.
I hope they'll be interesting.
Yeah, so that'll probably be Alex, because Alex, that seems like something Alex would be good at. And then we're going to do Pick'em Podcast, which Joey, I hope, will be on, but he's an interesting guy.
We should let Joey have a gambling segment every episode.
Yeah, so but now Joey's
under
picks,
16 and a half.
But, like, it's so easy to be good at gambling. Like, I'm on a heater right now with my mock gambling on Fliff. Like,
I hope this under hits tonight, Dylan.
I'm doing good.
It's not easy.
I mean, I've been picking the right games.
If it's easy, then everyone would do it.
Oh, my God.
No, it's easy for me.
Then do it.
I am.
Who do you think you are?
I am doing it.
Who do you think you are?
Who
do you think you are? I am.
All right, that's it. You want to close it out? This was your episode.
This was my episode. If you have any suggestions...
Do you want to do it again?
Do I want to host again?
Yeah.
Not until next college basketball season, I think. I think that's definitely my area of expertise.
Well, you earn the right to have your own episode, I'll say that. Which means you can do... You are the leader of, like, the history section.
You are the father.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited for my new segment. If you have any suggestions...
It's not a segment. It's an entire series.
I'm really excited for my new series.
What's the name?
Hoops History with Apex.
Okay.
Call it that. If you have any suggestions, please tweet at us at fastbreak_pod on Twitter.
Fastbreak is one word, by the way.
Yeah, I'd be happy to hear any suggestions you have for some college basketball stories.
All right, that's
it. I think that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
I've never thanked anyone before. That was unique.
Here comes a show! From behind takes it away. Chalmers, Cole, Sting! That was a look at Michael like, turn on the lights, my friend.
This is the Fast Break Podcast.